Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Haiti is trapped in a vicious cycle. According to the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, a regional intergovernmental union there. Speaking before the United Nations Security Council, a representative for CARICOM said that the lack of a strong political framework is breeding increased gang activity, while insecurity is undermining efforts towards political progress. At the same time, a representative for Human Rights Watch warned that the persistent political deadlock in Haiti impedes effective governance. Government failure to deliver access to fundamental rights and essential services fuels recruitment by criminal groups. The briefing paints a sobering picture of the reality in Port-au-Prince, where the security situation continues to deteriorate, said United States Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs, Robert Wood. The murder rate nearly doubled in Haiti in 2023, and the number of kidnapping victims soared by more than 80% over the previous year.
In addition to the alarming levels of violence, gangs continued to control access to critical infrastructure, including Port-au-Prince's largest aquifer. They extorted Haitian businesses and individuals and continued to use sexual violence to consolidate their control over Haiti's population. As all of this happens, the Haitian National Police Force continues to shrink, even as new officers are rapidly trained and developed.
One of the problems is the high resignation rate among the Haitian police force. It's why the UNSC authorized the deployment of a Multinational Security Support, or MSS, mission to provide support to the Haitian National Police to combat the violence Haiti's gangs have unleashed, said Ambassador Wood.
Essential to the MSS mission's success is the need to develop mechanisms to prevent and address potential violations or abuses of human rights, including sexual exploitation and abuse.
The United States has pledged $100 million toward funding the mission and another $100 million in enabling support. United States calls on all Haitian political actors to find consensus on a pathway to return to democracy, said Ambassador Wood.
We continue to urge Prime Minister Henri and other political, economic, religious, and civil society actors to urgently work together to find a peaceful path toward free and fair elections through dialogue and compromise. The global community, alongside Haitian political and civil society actors, must urgently help to put the country back on a path toward long-term stability.
The United States remains committed to supporting the Haitian people's desire for a democratic, peaceful future.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.